Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
At the beginning of the year, I read a BBC article online about crocodiles in Australia, whether to conserve or cull them. The article was quite in depth, with a video clip of the work done by the crocodile rangers, who were checking traps and removing to another location, or killing, crocodiles found. The BBC reporter managed her trepidation well. Saltwater crocodiles are described as apex predators, territorial and aggressive, and they were hunted almost to extinction, largely for crocodile skin. But now, they are a protected species, and the issue is how to live with them. Carefully. I grew up in Sydney, far away from North Queensland or the Northern Territory, in the suburbs. But it was big news when I was very small how a crocodile took a dog in the Georges River. In my first parish, I sometimes talk about taking the youth to the beach from Western Queensland, a round trip journey of 1,200 miles. And people look askance at me, but even more so when I say that if I'd taken them to the closer beaches up north, I wouldn't be bringing all the youth back because a croc would get one of them. My eldest once told me of a time when, up in far north Queensland, he decided retreat at the beach was a smarter move when the crocodile at the water's edge turned and started lumbering toward him. And I know I've just increased your desire to visit Australia. Of course you should go. It is a great country. But crocodiles are a fact of life. And here's the truth. We learn to live with reality. This came home to me in the article when the crocodile expert Professor Webb said that in and around Darwin, they have been able to manage a serious predator in such a way that the public is prepared to tolerate them. You try and get people in Sydney or London or New York to put up with a serious predator, they aren't going to do it, he said. Safety is a big part of our world, and we have a desire to be safer and safer. While we might sigh at health and safety, we live far away from conditions which are simply unsafe and where people's deaths are regarded as normal or acceptable. Unfortunately, this is not so still in many parts of the world today, and particularly when the powerful oppress those under them. The more control one has, the higher the fence, the greater the distance one has from others, the more safe we feel. And we will be as we keep at a distance or destroy the predators, whether that be crocodiles or a virus or people whom we should serve, but whom we want to serve us, no matter the cost. But we have to live with reality, with the facts of life. And the story of Jesus and his birth and manifestation, Epiphany, as our rescuer, our saviour, declares that in this world there are predators who seek to destroy us. And theologically, we name them as sin, death, and the devil, or this present darkness, the spiritual forces of evil, Paul wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 6, verse 12. It is bad enough that there are predators out there. What we struggle with most in relation to Jesus is our old sinful self. The good I want to do, I don't do. The bad I didn't want to do, I did. The good intentions that make things worse for us and others. As we say in setting 4 of our divine service liturgies, confession of sins, that, quote, we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition, end of quote. What we're saying is we can't free ourselves from this spiritual crocodile. We can't make sinful human nature extinct. We shouldn't let it have free rein. But we can live with this serious predator when the person we have with us is Jesus, who has defeated the power of sin and death and the spiritual forces of evil to terrorize, control, or make a claim on us. We can be sin-wise, as Australian children learn, be croc-wise, to understand sin's way of working, its ambush techniques, its patience, its allure or entrapment, its desire to maim and kill, and most of all, that Jesus has defeated its power on the cross And so he forgives us, strengthens us to resist temptation, helps us commit not to sin against, hurt, dehumanize, commodify the people around us. Sin is a fact of life in this world and will always make us unsafe, even as it promises safety or control or power if you do what it says. But sin is a crock. In this world, we have to live with it. But with Jesus, we never face it alone. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, favorably hear the prayers of your people that we, who are justly punished for our offenses, may be mercifully delivered by your goodness for the glory of your name through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.